Bishop Maroun Laham of Tunisia is attending the synod. He spoke to Tracy McClure about Christian minorities living in North Africa.
In the Middle East, Christian minorities are local Christians. They're Jordanians, Palestinians, Lebanese, Iraqis, and Egyptians. While in North Africa, Christian minorities are foreigners. Nevertheless, I see that there is a certain acceptance in the churches of North Africa of Christian minorities, although they are foreigners. But the main difference is that the churches in North Africa are not locals.
So how can you have a dialogue between Christians who are not locals and the local Muslim population?
First of all, it's a dialogue of life. In many sectors of the life and work and families, in social life, Christians and Muslims mixed together. As for the churches in North Africa, we have many chances where we mix with Muslims and we live with Muslims. We have, for instance, our Catholic schools. We have 10 Catholic schools with 6,000 students. All of them are Muslims. So this is a unique chance to get in contact with Muslims. Dialogue in the countries of North Africa, except some exceptions, Algeria, for instance, dialogue is easy because Islam in North Africa is a moderate one. And Christians are so few that they represent no threat for the Islam or for the presence. And by the end, we Christians living in North Africa, we know that there are certain lines we can't cross, and we do not. So we do not represent any danger for the social or political stability in these places.